Time now for local news on the tornado.
A state audit of a rural fire department in eastern North Dakota found that it used public money to purchase booze, food, and golf outings for its volunteers and staff. State Auditor Josh Gallion said Friday that the Gwinner Rural Fire Protection District spent more than $28,000 of public funds on alcohol, meals, and golf trips from 2015 to 2020 in violation of state law. The audit, which was reviewed by the State Attorney General's office, also found that fire officials could not document a dozen of 32 expenditures dating from 2018. The state auditor projected that undocumented purchases by the department could total more than $300,000. Fire officials in the town of about 1,100 said the funds used for the purchases came from raffle ticket sales and money was kept in a separate bank account than its general fund account derived from tax dollars. Fire officials wrote in response to the audit released on Thursday, quote, "We do not use money from the general fund to purchase items in question. The money from this account is used for meeting expenses, which include groceries and beverages, and are not considered tax dollars," end quote. Gallion said any money received by such an entity is considered public money, saying, quote, "It doesn't matter if there was a second bank account. If it's in the possession of a government entity, it becomes public funds," end quote. Gallion said he suspects small fire departments across North Dakota may have done similar spending without knowing it was in violation of state law. To use money for donations or raffles, volunteer booster organizations could be established to handle the money in support of departments, a move that may not violate state law, but still may need a legal review. Gallion said his agency intends to launch an education campaign to notify departments so they can help those entities better understand the issues. With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sleppy reporting.